America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome. This is episode 36 of Two Girls Talking. I'm Katie Kiley from 97.1 The River, Atlanta's Classic Hits. I do the afternoon drive show there. And I'm here with my good buddy Melissa Ruggieri, the music critic for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. She also does the music scene blog on AJC.com. We're Two Girls Talking. Today, doing something a little bit different, but still involved in music,
yeah.
We've talked to Carrie Renee
Fuller. Yes.
Who plays Grizabella in the touring company of Cats.
And this is a new national tour that kicked off in January, and it's going to go until next July so far. It's open-ended, she told us, but right now it's booked through July. So if you haven't seen it, if you've never seen Cats, this is really the time for you to see Cats.
Oh, my gosh.
Because lots of people like us love Cats. We love the animals. We love the show. We love the music. We love everything
about
it. We
love Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff.
We love Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff. I know a lot of people who feel the exact opposite about Cats. And, you know, I understand that everybody has their own taste. They find it a little schmaltzy. And the story is, as Carrie told us, you know, it's so uncomplicated. But when you think about it too much, it doesn't really make that much sense. So it's best not to think about it.
Well, it's based on T.S. Eliot,
right. The Book of Cats.
Is that it? But the funny thing is that I actually had a couple of guys on Facebook say to me, they didn't know that I knew already what the show is based on.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, read the Book of Cats. It's very good.
Yeah,
I've never read
it. Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats is the full name.
Have you read that?
I read it a long time ago, back when I was really getting into Cats. So it was the first Broadway soundtrack I ever really got into as a preteen. So the show opened in Broadway 82, I believe. And right after that I think maybe my sister again, you know, may have got the soundtrack. Gotten the soundtrack, and then I started listening to it, so I got really into it. So then when I got a little older, I read the book, but you know, that was a while ago.
Because we're going to see it in just a few days at the Fox Theater here in Atlanta, but it's going to be touring.
Yes.
When I think about the first time that I saw it, not knowing anything about the music, it was a brand new show when I saw it, and not knowing anything, I'm like, what are they saying when they're singing about Jellicle Cat,
right.
The names, Mephistopheles, all these things. That you're just, and you know what? It didn't matter because the makeup, the preening that all these people do as cats, the way they all just inhabit.
Move like cats.
Yes. Yeah. The acting, the music, the stage setup, the costumes, the dancing. It's a phenomenal show. It's like if you can just go and relax and not think too hard about it.
Right.
You will totally enjoy it. And then you could get into learning a little bit more about what it's about, which I still don't know what it's about.
I know, right?
Except for this character of Grizabella, which Carrie plays.
With the movie coming out later this year, Idris Elba's in the movie, and he was on a talk show the other night, and Stephen Colbert asked him like to explain the plot of Cats, and he looked kind of blank for a second and sort of stuttered and stammered his way through. Well, and I guess it is a very simple thing. All these cats get together every year. Old Deuteronomy is the overseer of all the cats, and they all make their bid as to why they should be, I guess, kind of reincarnated, really, isn't
maybe
it?
Maybe it's their 10th life?
Yeah, yes, maybe their 10th life, exactly. And they all have different personalities. But, of course, you know, the thing that everybody goes to see Cats to see or to hear is Memory, which is the most iconic song probably from really any musical, I would say. I think if you ask somebody who knew nothing about Broadway to name three Broadway songs,
that
Memory is absolutely going to be in there.
Well, and I was lucky enough. My brother was an actor at the time in New York, and so he had friends that were in Cats, and this was 1982 or 3 when it was first on Broadway. And so he couldn't afford to get tickets for both of us, and he said, I'll get you a seat. I was in like the 10th row, was sitting where one of the cats popped out. You know,
right,
I had
beginning.
No preconceived idea about this except it was about cats. Didn't know any of the songs. And Betty Buckley's voice, I recognized her voice and just thought, that is that woman up there dressed like a cat. And that's her singing that. And so to hear her sing Memory, and that was my first time ever hearing it or seeing it live, was just astounding. And that's why talking to somebody that plays that part of Grisabella is so much fun for us to talk to Carrie.
And she's only 26, yeah. Carrie. So
playing this old cat that's life has been eked out of her. And
I mean, Grisabella is the outcast. You know, she was the cat that was the glamour cat. And then because of just the way life rolled on for her.
She was a hoe bag. Yeah. So there you go.
Whatever her background is. Whatever her background is, we'll call her an outcast. Just be nice about it, you know. Every cat has her story.
That's what I envision Grisabella's to be.
But to me, every time I've seen Grisabella, you know, there's just this sense of sadness because you know that she had a life. She had a beautiful life, and this is what she's become. She's kind of shabby. And, you know, again, it's weird. As people who know cats and love cats as animals, you've seen those cats. You know, you see the stray cat walking through the neighborhood who looks like she's seen a lot in her life. And that's really what Grisabella is. But the show is just fun, really. And the costumes and the makeup. And we were surprised to find out from Carrie that they do their own makeup. She said she does her own makeup. That used to take her 90 minutes. Now she's about 6 months into the show and she's down to about 30 minutes, she said.
Isn't that cool?
To do all that. And she also told us another funny story about how she was just putting on lipstick recently for another performance having nothing to do with cats. And she was putting on her lipstick the way she puts on her cat lipstick outside of her mouth because she's just so used to doing it that way. So it kind of sticks with you, I guess, everything about this show.
Yeah, it's wonderful, wonderful. And it was a real treat for us to talk to this young
lady. Well, it was cool to talk to her also about the movie because we've only seen the trailer so far. And she, of course, has seen the same trailer. And she said she's gotten feedback from people because you and I had talked about Jennifer Hudson playing Grisabella. And you had noticed or noted more than it bothered you more than it bothered me, I think, just the performance of that snippet of Jennifer Hudson doing Memory, that you didn't really like it. It is interesting to hear her explanation as to why she thinks Jennifer
Hudson
that is doing
song
it
that way. Because that song has got to be spot on. I wonder if it's going to be different for the movie now. I wonder. They got so much feedback, mm-hmm. apparently, on that trailer mm-hmm. that they showed that people thought the cats were so creepy looking that they actually have gone back to make some changes.
They did that with another cartoon movie recently, too.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was something with the teeth on a little critter that people were freaked out about that they went back and changed. You know, I think there's probably this hesitation in movie studios of how early do we release these trailers? Because if you do it too soon, then you get the people who go, this is horrible. This looks terrible.
Look,
this
I
is
didn't
scary,
even know,
you know
Cats was coming out in movie form.
I know.
Until
I'm the one who told you about it. I know.
I was like, I can't believe I just saw that. And it was.
Yeah.
I thought it looked really great until I saw Jennifer Hudson and then I heard her voice and I went, wait, she's got one of the greatest voices ever. And it didn't sound the way I wanted it to sound.
It just looks bonkers to me.
Yeah.
And I will, of course, go see it because of all these things we talked about the music. And I enjoy the story for what it is. But that cast is tremendous.
Amazing, yes.
You've got, you know, Ian McKellen and Judi Dench playing Old Deuteronomy. I mean, you have a woman playing Old Deuteronomy and Idris Elba and Taylor Swift has a role in it as well. And Jennifer Hudson. So I think they're going to get a lot of people who are going to go see the movie out of the curiosity factor of the actors who involved, and they might walk out of it going, what the heck was that?
But, well, just know. But, suspend some.
Yes, a lot of disbelief.
Yes.
You do. And you have to do that with a lot of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals, I think. And that's just part of what they are. But I like the schmaltzy music that goes along with Cats and a lot
Love
of his
it.
Other shows. I get it that there are other people.
It's a beautiful
who don't.
Show. It's beautiful. It
yeah.
just is very uplifting.
It is. And it's cool just to see the movement of the dancers. And Carrie told us, you know, she doesn't really have to dance a whole lot in this as playing Grisabella. That's the benefit of playing the old cat.
Yes.
There's not a lot of movement, I guess.
You're not as fast on your feet.
Right. But still, what a fun role to be able to play. And so if you haven't seen it, this is a great chance to see it. It's going to be on the road at least through next July. It's playing everywhere around the country. So you've got lots of opportunities no matter where you live. And it's so cool that Betty Buckley's back on the road too in Hello Dolly right now. I hope when it comes here, she's still
that.
In it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I just love her so much.
Yeah,
so and
you
I
might
love
have
Hello Dolly.
Chance.
I saw that with Bette Midler
yep, me too.
A couple of years ago.
That
yeah.
was worth every penny of that expensive yeah. ticket I bought.
So please, if you're sitting here going, y'all normally talk about rock and roll, just give us this because it's interesting to hear about a person that's been on Broadway. She was in Waitress on Broadway most recently mm-hmm. and is now playing Grisabella on the touring company for Cats. And she's got to be a super talent. I can't wait to see her next week. Carrie Renee Fuller. Let's hear her.
You just came off of Broadway not too long ago from Waitress, and you're going to be playing
yeah.
Grisabella. And just tell us a little bit about playing that particular role, since it is such an iconic role, and the fact that she's kind of known as the cat that has seen better days, but yet has a lot more humanity in playing her, right?
Right, absolutely, because there's, of course, so many amazing storylines that you can follow throughout the show, but without the story of Grisabella and without the character of Grisabella, there's not the story of redemption that I think a lot of the audience members truly resonate with, especially now in 2019, you know?
And what's interesting, too, with this show is they've updated it in lots of ways. They've got new lighting and new choreography. And do you think that people who have come to see Cats a lot, because you've got that fan club that's seen it a million times, but do you think they'll notice what some of the changes are?
I think that they will notice that something is different, but I think that they will still have the amazing feelings and responses that they've always had with Cats, especially previous generations that have not seen this reiteration of it, this more refreshed choreography for 2019. I think, at least from the feedback I've gotten from amazing audience members so far, they've seen it time and time again. They still love it just as much.
And when you have those people come up to you after a show, are you seeing lots of demographics? Are you seeing people through the generations?
Yeah, it's really incredible. Those are my favorite stage door stories, and my favorite people to meet are, you know, the grandparents that saw the original production, mm-hmm. who, you know, brought their kids to see also the original production, but a few years later. And then the kids, like the grandchildren now, that are seeing it for the very first time, and they're just full of wonder. And they're like, oh, the spectacle, oh, the cats, oh, they come into the audience.
That was one of the things that surprised me the most, was sitting in the audience one time. I was lucky enough to sit close, and boy, one of those cats popped up right next to me with those glowing eyes. I was like, yep. Whoa.
Oh, there have been screams. I dance in the opening number. We're kind of hearkening back to the original productions where the Grizabella actually did dance in the opening number. I am backstage, like, stretching, and during the overture where the cats enter with the green eye. Oh my gosh, they scream. People scream.
They don't expect it.
They're not ready.
So my first time of seeing Cats, I was lucky enough to be in the audience and recognize the great Betty Buckley's voice. I had no idea she was in it. I was like 20 years old, and I got to see her play it. And it makes me wonder, of all the times I've seen this, probably a dozen times, seen the show, I've never been disappointed by that beautiful song memory, but nobody's quite held the candle to her. What is it like for you to be singing that, especially at such a young age, and it's such an iconic song?
Oh man, I still get so nervous.
Do you really?
Yes, I really do. Like, genuinely I do. And I, of course, I'm nervous because I want to do a great job for the people that are seeing the show and that have seen the show before that would compare just naturally. But I think first and foremost, I think it is strictly I want to do a great job, because I truly do admire the piece, and I do believe that it is one of the greatest songs in music theater history. And I'm just very lucky, and I just want to make sure that it comes across.
Yeah, but it's got to. The thing that's really great is Melissa and I talking to you, and we get to talk to a lot of musicians and singers and people. There's no way they would have cast you in this unless you're just a great talent. We can't wait to see you do this next week.
I'm so excited for you guys to see it.
And now, of course, everybody's a little more interested in Cats in general because of the movie coming out later this year. So what do you think of the trailer? Have you seen it?
I have seen it. I've seen it a couple times. And just random amazing cat fans will reach out to me on Instagram, and they always ask me, have you seen the trailer? And they're like, what do you think? And truly, I am very excited to see it. I think that it is going to be a different storytelling of the show, which we don't actually get to delve into with our production, because in the movie, they are doing the show from the viewpoint of Victoria, the white cat. Mm-hmm. And I think that it'll just be a pretty cool way to retell the iconic story that we've always loved. So I'm excited.
And I guess you'll be paying special attention to Jennifer Hudson and her performance.
Yes, I will. I will. I admire her so much. And whenever I heard that she was playing the role in the movie, I was like, great. So I've got to live up to Betty. I've got to live up to Elaine Page. I've got to live up to Jennifer Hudson.
I'm not trying to be negative, but I know the show so well and I love it so well that when I saw the preview, I was like, I was not blown away by her voice. I felt like it was kind of wobbly. Like, it's such
I've gotten that feedback actually from a lot of people. My mother, of course, is like, oh, why aren't you playing the
role? That's right.
Of course, right.
What do you think is the deal, though? Because, you know, really, that's so important that that song is so well done. And I was a little shocked they even let that trailer go out with it sounding like that.
I think truly what I think it is there are many different ways to approach any song, of course, but this song in particular, it is such a difficult thing, not because it's a hard song to sing, but if you're infusing it with the right emotion, and if you're infusing it with the amount of emotion that you truly need to tell the story, then it is incredibly difficult. And I think that you can approach it from strictly a vocal standpoint or strictly an acting standpoint. And I think for this particular piece in the trailer, I think that they leaned more towards the acting standpoint, which is why, mm-hmm. you know, it's Grisabella's lowest moment that we've seen so far, and probably the lowest moment she's ever had, whether we've seen it or not. And I think that that is truly why it sounds a lot more unstable, is because it's been the direction given to her is, you know, act really hard and, mm-hmm. you know, be really sad like every other Grisabella. But I think that there's a happy medium between the vocal approach and the acting approach. And that's what I try and hit when I sing the song.
And that's a really good point about it being kind of more actorly, because you can see it in just that little snippet that we see in the trailer, that it's not right. the usual big J-Hud voice, you know, it's more about the yeah. acting of what the scene that she's doing. So yeah, that's an interesting perspective on
but
that.
But it's also such an emotional, I really get that is. When you're talking about bad, and that's why you've got to be really good to be able to walk that line. I mean, that's what I feel like, because I think that people expect that to be one of the greatest experiences they're going to ever have with live music.
I would consider myself like a belter in music theater, which is, you know, like the style of singing that's, you know, loud and high and like very, you know, alphabet-esque from Wicked or Memory. Grisabella was like early in music theater belter, you know, and in order to really affect people emotionally and on a visceral standpoint, the amount of emotion that you have makes it such a difficult song. Like, I will come home and I'm physically exhausted just because of Memory.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's
Do you go right off stage after you sing? I'm trying to remember what
point
in the show.
Spoiler alert. The tribe actually does choose me to have the new life.
Oh.
And I actually fly off stage. They fly me off stage.
You
and
get
then
your
I,
own Wicked moment.
I do.
Or her John Bon Jovi moment.
Heavy side layer.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid of heights. It was a lot to get used to, but you know, here we are. I've grown.
So first of all, you're in the spaceship thing that goes up high, and then I guess you're not if they're going to fly you up, or do they?
I'm actually not. Okay, so we have, this is kind of a behind the scenes thing.
Yeah.
So we actually have a tire that rises that is the typical, like, this is the same set that they toured with, like, I believe upwards of 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so it is kind of like the weird tire spaceship that rises and moves forward. But they have actually attached me to a Foy device, which is just two wires that clip to a harness I have on, and they fly me up into the rafters and off stage.
You're brave, girl.
Tire.
That's awesome.
That might have been a deal breaker for me. Like, oh, I want this role so badly, but wait, what are we doing?
The audience has got to love it.
I did not know that I was going to be doing that when I got the role.
Well, no wonder you're exhausted after the song. You got to go through that song. Really, it's almost like Defying Gravity and Wicked. I mean, you have to go through the big number in the show, and then you get whisked up into the rafters. I'd pass out.
Inhaling all of the, like, smoke.
Oh, that is awesome.
Wow.
I can't wait to see this.
I know, that's very cool. So now, the show, I know, the national tour kicked off in January. Their date's booked into next July, I believe, at least from the website. Are you going to be with the show all this time?
That is kind of up for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that the tour is open-ended. I'm still kind of trying to figure that out. I don't really know. We'll see if they want to continue with me as their Grisabella and then kind of take it from there.
Cool. Well, you're in Chicago now. You'll be in Atlanta next week and get to at least spend a few days here. Not quite as long as you've been in Chicago, but have you been to Atlanta before?
I'm excited
before?
For Atlanta. Yeah. I've never been.
You've never been? Okay.
I've never been. I've only heard amazing things, though. Like, all of the friends that have toured before and have gone through Atlanta, or even friends that have just visited Atlanta in general, they cannot speak highly enough of it.
I just hope you get some decent weather.
I hope so, too.
It's going to be hot.
I would like to experience the city.
Hot and humid, but not unlike New York this time of the year. the year.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not quite as nice as Chicago right now. So just be
prepared.
Yeah,
we're right. Our hotel that we're staying at here in Chicago is right by the lake, so you get that nice breeze.
Yeah.
So it's never too brutal.
Yeah. Chicago, they had that weird heat wave a few weeks ago, but you know, typically in the summer, it's pretty bearable, at least compared
to
Atlanta.
And also, so. I'm from Oklahoma. Like, right. 115 degree temperatures are kind of normal there in the summer. So
that's true.
Gosh.
I guess it's kind of brutal everywhere, but at least you'll hopefully find some cool things to do while you're here in town. So
and you'll love the Fox Theater. It's
yes,
our favorite place.
The Fox
place.
Is beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard it's so epic, guys. I cannot wait for that theater. I've heard it's so beautiful.
It is. We're all very proud and protective of it. We love it.
Good. Good. Yeah. As you should be.
There she is, Carrie Renee Fuller. What? She's got to be quite the talent. I can't wait to see her.
And you can understand why she said she's exhausted by every night after she sings that song.
Yes.
And then gets whisked away and everything. So
amazing.
It sounds like it's a great production, too. So yeah. You got lots of chances. Go see it.
Can't wait. We're off next week, but then we're going to be talking to a friend of mine that's actually in a touring group of Fleetwood Mac.
A tribute band.
Called Rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really good. They go all over the country, and let's find out what it's like to be Stevie Nicks.
That's a really cool gig,
actually.
A younger
version of Stevie Nicks. This girl is so talented. I've known her since she was a little girl.
I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say about being in a tribute band and the challenges that come along with that when you've got diehard fans of whatever the band is.
Yes,
that
and what they have to say about
it. And the singer you're
it.
Emulating and everything. So we'll have a pretty good interview with her, I'm sure, from when we get back from vacation.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
See you next time.